And now it's over to my friend, film critic Peter Malone, who heads the film office at CYGNUS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Today he talks about a film that is based on an award-winning novel by poet and essayist Sapphire, from her time as a social worker and teacher with deprived and abused children. It's a film called Precious.
Precious is being promoted in the United States for Oscars. It's funny how public opinion, I don't know who forms it and how things get into the public mind, but some months ago, people started to talk about Precious and give it favourable reviews when it was released in the United States, and that built up to headlines, you know, Oscar talk for Precious. The young girl who's in it, rather larger than life, certainly gives an extraordinary performance.
My name is Clarice Precious Jones. I want to be on the cover of a magazine. I wish I had a light-skinned boyfriend with real nice hair. But first, I want to be in one of them BET videos.
It's a grim kind of film.
It is.
Based on a novel, but I saw it in the Cannes Film Festival, and once again, would you believe, not a prize in sight.
It is very grim, the story. It as you mentioned, the screenplay pulls a few punches.
You're a dummy. Don't nobody want you. Don't nobody need you. School ain't gonna help none. Take your ass down to the welfare.
School behaviour, violence at home, incest, teenage pregnancy.
You're 16, you're still in junior high school, and you're pregnant with your second child.
Motherhood, childbirth, choices for adoption, opportunity for development, illiteracy, lack of self-esteem.
What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think about home? But you're gonna have to talk to somebody if you want your check, sweetie.
Lesbianism, racism.
That sounds like a rather lazy review that I just made a list of things. I think the point I wanted to make with that, now that you've actually given the list, is it's important for people facing the prospect of going to see a film or not to ask, first of all, what's presented, but that's not the final question. The important thing is how it's presented. Because a list like that can sound frightening or off-putting in a way, but the treatment here, which is so humane and understanding, makes quite a difference, taking us into the life of the young girl, of her mother.
Precious, you will stand up there and look down at me like you're a woman? You don't know what real women do. Real women sacrifice. Now smile about that, you fat bitch. Get down here!
And also some of the relations, and the teacher who tries to develop her education.
My favorite color is purple. I sing well, and I'm here because I love to teach.
I'm Joanne. My favorite color is fluorescent beige, and I'm here to get my GED.
So we're taken into all those themes, I think, very movingly. I should say it's in an African-American setting in New York City.
Actually, you know, when I read the review, I was interested because of the social issues that interest me. I was interested because I saw Lenny Kravitz is in the film and Mariah Carey, and it sounded interesting because it's based on this award-winning novel that you mentioned earlier. But when I actually saw Clara C. Precious Jones on screen, I was bowled over. I was really impressed. Words do not prepare you for the impact, I think, that the visual images have.
Yes, her screen presence is quite extraordinary. On the other side of it is, you mentioned Mariah Carey, whom I didn't recognise as such, and then people have expressed surprise. She doesn't sing, she's a social worker.
She's lovely.
Can we talk about the abuse in your household? You know what I'm talking about.
You sit there and judge me, and you write them notes on your pad about who you think I am.
Yes, so it's full of surprises in that
Lenny
way.
Lenny Kravitz doesn't sing either, is he? He's a nurse.
Yeah, so they obviously must be friends of the director and were agreeable enough to, you know, take on these cameo roles.
Well, even if I haven't seen the film, I'd like to join you in really, really recommending it.
Yes, I have strong memories of it, and I think we're going to hear a lot about it with award nominations in the early part of the year.
Nobody loves me.
People do love you, Precious.
Please don't love me. Love ain't done nothing for me. Love beat me. Make me feel worthless.
Your baby loves you.
That was Peter Malone, head of the film office at Cygnus, the World Catholic Association for Communication.